prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. I say that a lot, and that's because they're all great shows. I'm sorry, I'm biased. Today's first hour will be Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Kubik. 7 simple tips to improve any workout. Who can't use that? Then, at the top of the second hour, you're going to want to tune in for sure, and stay tuned in. Your handshake tells the story of your health. Your handshake may be a better predictor of overall health and longevity than even checking blood pressure. How about that one? Just want to remind everybody that All American EFX Sports is offering our audience a free sample of Carbolin. Find out what all the rave is about. Carbolin is a superior pre-workout carbohydrate supplement that would allow you to plow through even the most difficult training sessions. And you can also get a bottle of VitaDrive, which is a multivitamin made specifically for hard training athletes, for $5.95. That's $16 off the price, 120 servings. And you can get that by going to the Superhuman Radio website, clicking any of the All-American EFX banner ads, and then using the coupon code Dr. Jeff, DRJEFF, upon checkout when you order Vita Drive. So check that out. And of course, it wouldn't be Physical Culture Radio without his theme music.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
That's right, Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I had a good night's sleep. You can tell how good of a day I'm going to have based on how I slept the night before. So.
Mm-hmm.
And last night was a pretty good one, so there you go.
Good, good.
7 tips to improve any workout. Before we get into that, do we have any announcements to make? Any new ebooks being released?
Well, we released the first part of the ebook edition of Knife Fork Muscle.
Really?
Yeah, you know, Knife Fork Muscle is a really long book. It's around 400 pages, and it's just too long to put out as an ebook with too much information, and you know, it's just too hard to read it all online. So what we've done is broken it up into parts. The first part deals with protein, and you know, you might think, well, I know about protein. You're supposed to eat it. Well, yeah, right, but it covers, as you know, because you've read the book, your best sources of protein. You know, it talks about natural foods. It talks about cooked protein versus raw protein. You know, all these issues that people debate, eggs, fish, you know, things that you have to watch out for, mercury in fish, for example. It talks about free-range eggs, grass-fed beef, avoiding chemicals in your protein sources and why it's important. And what it can do for you if you do. I mean, you know, the good beneficial things. So, you know, it's got a lot of interesting stuff. That's book one in the series. Book two in the series is going to cover carbohydrates, good and bad, vegetables, gardening, grow your own, where to get vegetables, which are the healthiest and why. That's not out yet, but that's very close to being released. And the other thing that we've launched in the last week is Legacy of Iron, my Iron Game novel set in the late 1930s and early 1940s.
I read it. It's fantastic reading. It's really I mean, you can go out and read fiction, you know, the Da Vinci Code and all that sort of stuff, which I like fiction. I'm a big fan of Dashiell Hammett. Or you can read fiction that's about physical culture. Where else can you find fiction about physical culture? Nowhere. Only Brooks Kubik.
Well, that's pretty much true. And, you know, the interesting thing, I've got a theory. I mean, it's only a theory. but I think it makes sense, and that is that the more you saturate your brain with powerful and confidence-building and optimistic material about physical culture, about strength training, the better your results will be. And that's what I try to do in the book. And, I mean, you know the book. The book is set right at the end of the Depression era, right before World War II. And it was a tough time to be alive. I mean, in many ways, it was a very good time. But it was a difficult time, particularly if you were a young man.
Right.
Your family might not have any money. People might be out of work. It might be hard to find food. Health issues might be a problem. A lot of things might be going on in your life. And of course, you've got the threat of war and ending up overseas somewhere. I mean, that was certainly on everyone's mind back then. And so in that world where things were relatively difficult, American weightlifters pulled together and working together took American weightlifting from something that was essentially the laughingstock of the world to the point where America had the greatest weightlifting team and the strongest weightlifters in the world, along with the top bodybuilders and the top bodybuilder of them all, John Grimmick. And if you read about these men and you study their lives, they had tremendous confidence and a really strong outlook on life. What I call championship thinking. And I try to share that in the book and show you how John Grimmick lived from day to day, how Steve Stanko lived, how they approached problems, and basically they never thought anything was a problem they couldn't handle. And that was, that was the way that people approached life. And the best way, I think, to really give that to people is not in some kind of dry
edict. Do this, do that. It's
no.
Instead to display lives that are applying these rules as part of their life.
Exactly, and just let the way they lived their lives tell the story. And when you read that, and that's the kind of positive thought that you're putting into your brain, you're going to get good results. And I'll tell you something, you're going to get a lot better results if you do something like that than if, because you're obsessed with strength training, you spend all of your time on the internet with all of the backstabbing and the backbiting and the gossip and the fighting and the flame wars and the silliness. That's not positive. That's negative. I'm looking for positive images for people and trying to provide them. And so that's what I've done in the books. And I'm really happy with how the Legacy of Iron series has turned out. And Legacy of Iron is a Kindle ebook. We've released the whole book on Kindle. It's a long read, but it's a fast read. The chapters are very short. It goes very quickly. It's very fast paced, and it only costs $5.99. So, for $5.99, you can step back in time and you can see what the champions were doing, how they trained, how they approached life, and it's a great story, and it's a great read. And I'll tell you what, in its own way, it will be one of the most positive things that you can do for your training ever.
Awesome. So you can get that now as a Kindle ebook.
Yeah. And you asked what else we were doing. Big announcement. Dinosaur Training Secrets Volume 3 is going to be released probably in the next 24 to 48 hours. We're going to release it in hard copy format, and we're going to release it as an ebook on Kindle. Make sure you're getting my emails. Make sure you're going to the Dinosaur Training blog. You'll get the information about that. This is a really, really good book. Covers a very important issue for people in their training, and that is progression. How to use old-fashioned training progressions to make fast and steady progress and to just keep making progress without running into those roadblocks, those dead ends, brick walls that people so often run into. And, you know, it's a fascinating topic. There's lots of different things that people can do that they should be doing, and it deserves a course of its own. And I sat down and wrote one, and all we need to do is have the printer print it up and drop it into Kindle, and we're off and running.
Very cool. So check that out. Go to Amazon.com and just search for Brooks Cubic. You'll find lots of great Kindle ebooks up there right now. Okay, so on to the topic at hand.
Sure.
Seven tips to improve any workout. What's the first one?
Drop the tech.
Drop the tech.
Yeah, and that means no cell phone, no iPad, no tablet, no Facebook time, no selfies.
Okay,
no
wait
selfies.
A minute, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
One caveat.
Yeah.
And I get it. I hate people who have cell phones ringing while you're deadlifting or doing anything because it's a distraction. Even if it's not your ringtone, it's a natural human reflex. Just like when a child says, "Dad," every father in the room turns around, even though they know it's not their child's voice.
Right.
When somebody's phone rings, it's a distraction. So at least turn your ringer off. If you're not a brain surgeon waiting for a cryogenically frozen brain to fly into town because you have somebody on a waiting list that's brain dead for a brain transplant, you don't need to take phone calls while you're working out. You should have the luxury of life to have at least one uninterrupted hour where you're not connected. With that being said, I use my iPhone to record my workouts in the text, you know, what are they, notepad.
Mm-hmm.
But I put my phone on airplane mode, so I'm not receiving phone calls.
Are you recording this because you want to check your form?
No. I'm not video recording. Instead of carrying a pad and paper around.
Oh, okay. I type my workouts,
reps, and sets into my iPhone, into the notepad, so that I have it. And then I can email it to myself, and I can do whatever I want with it.
Okay, so you're using the phone as a journal, paper and pencil.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, you know, that brings us to tip number two, and keep a training journal, which is a good idea. And you know, if you're doing that, that's fine, because you're using the phone as a notebook, as a journal. What I object to is using the phone as a way of communicating with the outside world, because when you're training, you should be locked into the training world. There should be no outside world. There should be no distraction. It's just you, and you're focused completely on what you're doing. And that goes for any kind of training, any kind of workout, any kind of equipment. I don't care if it's bodybuilding, powerlifting, strongman training, Olympic weightlifting, kettlebells, body weight, whatever, cardio. Anything. Tech interferes with the mind-muscle link. And the mind-muscle link is the most important thing when you're training. You've got to focus completely, totally, intensely on your training. And electronic communication, no matter what you're doing, interferes with that. It's a distraction.
Well, it's like any other distraction, right? If you were training and somebody yelled from across the room to get your attention, that would be a major distraction. Well, that the same distraction when your phone is binging and bonging because someone's texting you or Facebook messaging you or calling you.
Yeah. Well, but it's even worse, because what people do is they sit there, they do their set. They sit down and they immediately pick up their cell phone.
Yeah.
And they start checking for messages or whatever. You know, and they've completely lost focus with what they're doing. You know, the time between sets is an important time. It's a rest time for the body, but it is a time to focus and prepare for the next set mentally. That's when you do your visualization, that's when you do your breathing drills, that's when you sit and think about what did I do in the previous set, how can I do it better. That's what you do in between sets. You don't sit there checking your messages. Check the messages after your workout. And, you know, as you said, give yourself 1 hour or, you know, whatever, however long your workout is, make it uninterrupted time.
I want to extend this for a second. I want to stay with this just for a moment longer, and then we'll run down the list. I want to talk about music, training with music. I want to get your opinions on that. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. His website is Brooks, K-U-B-I-K, Kubik.com, or you can search for him on Amazon.com. Check him out. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
DJ Yoda, here we go.
Slow mo.
DJ Yoda. How about that one?
Boy, that's pretty good.
You remember who that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name again? Little what?
Little Richard.
Little Richard. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so just testing your memory, that's all. Okay, so getting back to the subject at hand, as you can tell, music motivates people. What about music? That's a technology.
I view music as sort of a technology that, properly used, shuts out other technologies.
Okay.
I train in the garage. It's relatively quiet. The music, you know, cuts out any background noise. It has an energizing effect. But I have to be careful with what music I play. I have a favorite soundtrack. It's the soundtrack to Rocky Balboa, what I think is the final Rocky movie. And, you know, I play it all the time when I train. I know it backwards, forwards, inside out. I don't really listen to it or pay attention to it, but it's just sort of like wearing a comfortable shirt, you know, favorite sweater type thing. You know, it just feels comfortable, so I like that. I don't like, this is my personal preference, I don't like rock. I don't like modern music when I train. I like certain classical music. It has to be the right kind of classical, or else I don't like it. I used to listen, believe it or not, to opera with vocals. I liked that a lot. I liked the vocals because the human instrument is a very power-packed voice that delivers a lot of emotion, and it would always get me up for a big lift. But I ruined that. Did I ever tell you how?
No, how?
I was actually in several operas.
I remember that. Remember that, yes.
And
that's where one of the pictures came from that you used on the cover of your book where you're dressed like a gladiator, right?
No, but it's same
close.
Idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Same idea. But I was actually, in the opera Turandot, I was the, chief executioner for the Emperor of China. And I was on stage with a great big sword and chopping heads off and doing all kinds of, bloodthirsty things that an executioner would do. It wasn't a singing part, but it was an important part. Some of the scenes were basically staged completely around my character. And when you're on stage in an opera, you know, they're singing in Italian, and everything is choreographed. So you have sometimes 100 people on stage, and everyone's moving in time to the music, and certain things have to happen. People have to be on stage, off stage, in time with the music. And so you have to really listen and choreograph everything that you do in time with the music. I can no longer train listening to that music because I did so many rehearsals and then the stage performances. Yeah, you know, I'm sort of distracted because it makes me think, okay, you know, now I need to take two steps to the left, turn to the right.
Yeah, it has a meaning now. It has an underlying meaning now.
Yeah. So, you know, it defeats the whole purpose.
So the bottom line is choose your music wisely, but you're not opposed to music, bottom
right.
line.
Right, yeah. And it differs from person to person. I mean, you know, Trudy loves listening to heavy metal. I don't, but, you know, it all works out and we're still married.
Okay, so Keeper Training Journal was number two, and that's a given. If you're not keeping a training journal, how can you even chart your progress? You're just, you know, guessing at it, right?
Yeah. But, you know, you say it's given, and I agree, but a lot of people don't do it.
I know. Just walk in the gym and see how many people don't have training journals. And I would venture to guess that maybe 3-5% of the people in the gym have a training journal.
Yeah, and yet a training journal is just an incredibly effective tool.
Well, think about it. It'd be like going to school for 8 years and never taking a note and expecting to pass tests and progress.
Yeah, well, that's true. And you know, here's a related point. There's a whole lot of stuff you can put in a training journal in addition to training. Like, you know, you started the show by saying that you were feeling really good today.
And I do that. I put that, like, slept like crap last night, feel a lot of fatigue, or
exactly.
Left shoulder is hurting me today, had to lighten up on this. Yeah, that stuff you forget a week later. You don't think, oh, yeah, when was the last time I trained that my shoulder hurt me?
Yeah, you know, and similarly, you can make notes about food, diet, supplements, all kinds of stuff. And the other thing, you know, maybe some people who are listening keep a training journal for their strength training, which is great. But what about your cardio? I mean, you ought to be writing all of this down and taking notes and keeping notes. And that's how you look back. You know, you have a bad workout. You know, you've been doing great on your squats. You have a bad workout. You say, okay, what in the world happened here? Okay, well, go back and start looking at what happened in your training the week before.
Right.
You may find, for example, that you upped your cardio and you say, okay, wait a minute. You know what? I need to figure out a better balance between cardio and my squats, or I need an extra day of rest after cardio before squats because my legs are tired, or, you know, whatever. But if you're not taking notes on everything, you're going to miss that.
We need to go. We're going to have to move fast here because we've been talking a lot about it. So the next one is use goal-oriented workouts. Let's cover that one, and then we'll do the balance of them when we come back from the break.
Sure. Well, goal-oriented workouts. Don't just train for a purpose. You don't just go to the gym. You go to the gym to do something.
To make progress.
Towards a specific goal.
Right.
And that means every workout is a step on the road to the achievement of your goal. When you think about it like that, you literally double the energy that you put into any workout. It's very effective.
And obviously, if you're not training with a goal, how do you style your workouts if you don't know what your goal is? If your goal is to add muscle, hypertrophy training versus add strength, which is more central nervous system adaptation, they're very different training styles. So it's like, again, using the school analogy, it's like you want to be a doctor, but you're taking a class on plumbing. Nah, it's not going to transfer over. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
So you really do have to pick your goals.
And really, that should be the first question that you ask when you set up your workout program.
Yeah, what's my goal?
What's my goal? What do I want to achieve? I mean, do I want to gain weight? Do I want to lose weight? Do I want to build strength? Do I, whatever. Very important question, and everything keys off of that.
And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, there's a couple other topics that are going to tie into this one nicely. So you're listening to Brooks Kubik and I. We're talking today in this episode of Physical Culture Radio about 7 simple tips to make any workout better. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookskubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookskubik.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. CanSee.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik, myself, and you, the audience, contributing. We get messages on Facebook during the show. I love this. Okay, so learn to do more with less. What do you mean by that?
Instead of trying to find a new piece of equipment, learn to use the basic pieces of equipment as effectively and efficiently as possible. Learn to master them. If you look back at photos of the great bodybuilding champions from even not too long ago, 70s and 80s, they're doing the basic exercises, but they're doing them in a way that demonstrates complete mastery of the exercise. And you see that in physical culture back in the 60s, 50s, 40s, the 1930s. People were able to do amazing things with very simple pieces of equipment, because they became extremely adept at using them. And nowadays, most gyms have so many pieces of equipment that people kind of wander around and they use this and then they use that and they do some of this and they do some of that. And they never really get good at anything. And so what I'm saying is focus on becoming a master of a particular tool or piece of equipment. And you know, part of that ties into your goal-oriented workout.
Mm-hmm.
It ties into the workout journal. It ties into dropping the tech and keeping your concentration as tight and sharp as possible. And it becomes much more enjoyable and, you know, it becomes a satisfying thing to do. You're always progressing, not necessarily in terms of weight on the bar or reps, but if you're always using better and better, tighter form, doing the exercise with more mastery, that too is a form of progression, and it feels good. It's fun.
But you're not saying exclusively to use free weights, are you?
Oh, you know me, Carl. I am a huge free weight fan, and I much prefer free weights to anything else.
Okay.
And that's all I use in my workouts. And I think that most people are far too quick to use a machine instead of using a piece of instead of using barbells and dumbbells, as efficiently and effectively as possible.
Okay. Expect to make good progress. Do you think the opposite is true? You think most people expect that they're not going to see any progress in the gym?
I think most people go in with the idea that they'll give it a try, or they'll see what happens. And that's sort of a lukewarm attitude. You know, imagine if you were getting married, and you went into it with a, well, you know, I'll
give it a try.
See how this works. Give it a try. Yeah.
I can always get divorced.
Yeah. Or, you know, you start a new job. Well, you know, we'll just give it a try. We'll see what happens. Or you decide you're going to play a particular sport. You want to learn tennis to pick up something that I certainly can't play and never seriously tried. You know, you go out there, well, you know, I'll give it a week or two and see what happens. That's not going to get you anywhere. I mean, you have to go in with the expectation that you're really going to work at something and it's really going to be great. And if you do, that's probably what's going to happen. On the other hand, if you're sort of, well, you know, we'll see, nothing will happen. But it's amazing. Most people in the modern world train with the, well, we'll just see how we like it.
So is it really expect to make progress, or is it make the commitment and make progress?
It's both.
Okay.
It's both. I mean, you know, if you expect to make progress, you make the commitment.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
You know, it's
trust the process. Get in, because too many people are checking every day. Oh, the scale's not moving. Oh, I can't see any change in my body. Oh, and then they just bail because they don't trust the process. They think, well, if it's not working the second or third day, I don't want to invest 3 months and see it's not working.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very good point. And you know, related to that, you know, people who are in it wanting overnight results, instant success, are going to be disappointed. They're, you know, it's just not going to happen. So you've got to get away from that. You have to go in and say, okay, I'm going to give this a fair trial. Or better yet, say, you know, I'm going to do this until it works. There's a wonderful story about a famous masters weightlifter who ended up winning many world masters weightlifting championships. He didn't start training until he was, I think, mid to late 50s. And the reason he trained is his wife and daughter thought he needed a hobby. So they got him a gym membership. And when he got to the gym, there were some masters weightlifters, and he gravitated to them because they were his age. But the thing was, he was told by wife and daughter, we bought this expensive gym membership for you. You're darn well going to go to the gym and use it.
Yeah.
And he was afraid not to, because, you know, he would have been outnumbered 2-1 when he got home.
Well, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's people out there who can't do it unless they pay money to a personal trainer. And then they feel, well, I've made this financial commitment. I'm not going to waste my money. And if that's what it takes to get you through, then that's what you should do. That's my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, you need to do whatever is going to work for you to make it work.
So that kind of leads into that one, and also using goal-oriented workouts leads into this next one, to stick to your program. Most people are program hoppers. If they don't see results in a week, they just go, well, this isn't going to work, and I'm going to try something else. And they never see anything work because they just never stick to anything long enough to make it work.
That's absolutely true, and that's one of the biggest problems that most people face when they train. And it applies to any kind of training. Applies to your cardio training, applies to strength training, you know, anything that you're trying to do. You need to follow your program. You need to stick to it, and you need to give the program a long enough period of time to work. That's particularly true. I mean, you know, this is just completely clear as can be, and yet most people don't do it. If you are following any kind of progressive program, a periodization program, a training cycle, you know, anything where you start here and you gradually, systematically move forward to accomplish more, whatever the more is. okay? You know, you may be gradually increasing your sets. You may be adding weight to the bar. You may be adding reps. You may add reps. You may add sets. You may add weight, drop back on the reps and sets, build back up. You know, whatever kind of systematic progression you're using, it takes place over a period of time. You do one thing in week one, you do another thing in week two, you do another thing in week three, and so on. And it's supposed to work over, let's say, a 12-week training cycle. Well, that means you really need to stick to the 12-week training cycle.
Right.
And yet most people, what do? They give it a week or two, and they say, it's not working. I quit. Well, you're just starting to get to the point where it becomes beneficial, where it is going to work. I'm sure you see that pretty frequently.
Program hopping is really one of the biggest problems in physical culture and also training and nutrition in general.
Yeah.
People don't stick to a training plan or a meal plan long enough to see the results. You know, 2 weeks isn't long enough. It's not. I'm sorry to tell you, but the problem is that supplement companies and these infomercials like the 21-day fast fix, they are convincing people that that's all you need to invest to reverse a decade of a crappy lifestyle. It's like it took you a decade of doing something with a goal in mind, whether you realize it or not, your goal was to crap on your body. And then you expect some video or some supplement to make magic happen in 21 days. Let me tell you something. If it worked like that, then 21 days later, you'd be back to a crappy body again after you were done doing the program. It doesn't work like that. Give your body the respect it deserves. Invest a year in something.
And in fact, it's the reverse, because all of the crash programs, you know, the overnight result programs, you're working too hard, you're doing too much, your intensity is too high. Guess what happens?
Yeah, your body breaks down, lose muscle.
You lose muscle, and you probably get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, it's much better to take things slowly, steadily, and systematically over a long period of time. And, you know, 3 to 6 training cycles over the course of a year is a good long-term program. You know, not, you know, 21 days, as you said, or, you know, 30 days, or, you know, 6 weeks, or, you know, whatever you throw out. It's a long-term process, and it should be. That's the only safe way to do it.
You know, would you go to a school that guaranteed you to give you a doctoral-level education in 2 weeks or 6 weeks? Of course not.
Yeah, good point.
You would respect that process, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get out and you have that sheepskin, you go, look at the work I put in. Well, guess what? The work that you put in will show up on your body and will stick around for a long time, because it takes a long time to achieve it. So give the process the respect that it deserves. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about point number 7, which is really an important one and probably very underestimated. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio with the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Cubic. Go to BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com, to learn more about everything Brooks does, and go to Amazon.com and search for him and pick up some Kindle ebooks that you can have right now. Read today and be stronger and better tomorrow. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755. 539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I like to listen to Linkin Park and POD and Drowning Pool and those types of bands when I train, because I feel like a frustrated 16-year-old most of the time, and that's what gives me the greatest intensity when I train. What kind of music do you like, Brooks? I know you said the theme from Rocky, but are you into any of the newer grunge music at all, especially being from up in the Highland area?
It's really sad because my kids certainly are. I'm into classical music.
Yeah.
I just stick to classical music and like it quite a bit.
So Nirvana doesn't float your boat when you're training. It doesn't increase intensity to hear Kurt Cobain singing a song, huh?
No. Okay. It doesn't do anything. In fact, I don't like it. I prefer something quieter.
Does it keep you from thinking strong when you hear music that doesn't jive with your training? Thinking strong is the last point here.
Yeah, because thinking strong is all about concentrating on what you're doing. It's about going to the gym with a fixed, definite purpose, visualizing your workout before you even set foot in the gym, knowing exactly what you're going to do, visualizing it, going through all the mental rehearsal. You basically go through the entire workout in your mind before you ever set foot in the gym. Then, when you're in the gym, when you're training, you're doing something that you've already seen yourself do, and you've watched yourself, you've visualized it, you've watched a perfect workout, and now you merely execute what you've already seen, mm-hmm. what you know can be accomplished.
Right.
Things that interfere with that are a problem, and the wrong kind of music for you as an individual, whatever that is, can be a problem.
Well, think about this, too. So Elisa likes to use the term wimpy, right? Oh, she'll go to the gym some days and she'll say, oh, I just feel wimpy today. And when you feel wimpy, you just don't have the strength of intensity, mental intensity. But you know what it feels like when you go to the gym and you feel strong. You're thinking strong. You look at the weight and you just somehow know that that weight is going to move the way you want it to. And the reverse is true. When you show up at the gym and you are feeling wimpy and you look at the weight, you're almost thinking, well, do I really want to do this? Maybe I'll just do cardio today. I don't care if the weight that you're about to handle is a weight that you normally handle. It's going to feel heavier. And as a result, you're not going to want to do the work. So numerous studies have proven that fatigue starts in the brain, not in the muscles, not in the peripheral nervous system, in the brain. Your desire to attack the weight will dictate how hard you will train and how strong you will be. That's why on days where I don't feel like I have it, on the way to the gym, and I've talked about this on the air openly before, I actually scream in the car. I let out the loudest. I just go, yes! I mean, I blast. I know people outside the car can hear me because I've seen people look in their rearview mirror like, what the hell was that? And my windows are closed. But you know what? When I do that 5 or 6 times on the way to the gym, I walk into the gym, I feel like I'm snorting like a bull.
Everybody has to find their own optimum techniques to get into the gym feeling strong. And everything that you can do to feel strong contributes towards a strong workout. You know, it's just that simple. What I do, what I teach is a process that, it's kind of a step-by-step thing, involves a lot of mental rehearsal, and that's what's always worked for me, and I've taught it to many people. It's worked for a lot of people. As you said, sometimes you need to do stuff that is loud, energizing, fires you up, and that's great. It differs from person to person, but we all have to do it. And we have to avoid what you were mentioning earlier, going there and saying, I just don't feel very good today. I don't feel strong. Maybe I should take a break. Stuff like that. The story about the guys at York with the fake weights?
No, I don't. What is it?
Well, John Grimmick and Steve Stanko cast a set of 45-pound barbell plates that that looked like 45s, but really they weighed about 75 or 85 pounds.
Okay.
Looked the same. And they had a guy who liked to come into the gym and grab the Olympic bar with a 45-pound plate on each side and clean it and, you know, knock out 10 or 15 presses real quick, put it down, and then go on and, you know, do the rest of his workout. His name was Jake Hitchens. And one day he came into the gym to do that, and they'd swapped out the weights, and he didn't realize that instead of doing 135, he was really doing something more like almost 200 pounds. And he could barely do one rep. And he puts the bar down, and he's like, wow, what's the matter? And Grimmick and Stanko come over and say, what's the matter? He says, I just don't feel real strong today. And they said, yeah, you know, you don't look very good, Jake. Guess what he did?
I'm listening.
He went home.
Uh-huh.
He went home. Because he thought he was weak that day. He thought he was sick. He thought there was something wrong. They just totally messed with his head.
Right.
You know. But a lot of people do that to themselves. Simple example. Is it easier to start out with a warm-up set, make it nice, easy, smooth, feel good, get into the workout, feeling strong, or do you start off with something that's almost impossible, and maybe you make it, maybe you don't? You know, my theory is...
Start out with something really light.
Start out with something light.
Always works better.
Get into the flow of the workout. Well, yeah. It always does, but you'd be amazed how many people want to run in and immediately start lifting something heavy, which is, you know, often a mistake.
And I'll tell you where else that works, too. When you start getting up into the upper limits of the weight that you're training with,
mm-hmm.
if you, instead of trying to do it in fewer sets, do it in more sets and you just add 10 pounds at a time...
Exactly.
And you find out that you end up going 10 pounds over the top weight you were shooting for.
Yeah. Yeah.
The central nervous system expects a load and then goes, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought it was. A lot of that is all mental.
It is. And it's all you have to do is read the right books, study the right materials, work with the right people. Learn relatively simple techniques and then apply them. I mean, it's not complicated. It's relatively simple stuff, but it makes all the difference in the world. Just all the difference.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. All great stuff. Let's go ahead and plug your books one more time, so people can go and show some love for all the great work that you do here on Physical Culture Radio. You have two new books that are available right now. The first part of Knife, Fork, Muscle, which is a must-have for nutrition. And then the other one, again, is your fictional novel. Which one it is again?
Legacy of Iron.
Legacy of Iron. So people can go there. They can go to Amazon.com, and they can get those and enjoy some fantastic reading.
And, you know, the other thing that they need to be thinking about doing is, if they don't have it, go to my website, brookskubik.com, buy a copy of Dinosaur Training, because that covers everything that we've talked about on the show, gives you all the step-by-step, how to prepare for a workout, how to concentrate, how to visualize, etc. And I'll tell you what, it will take your workouts to the next level. And if you do that, or if you go to my website and order anything, include a note on the online order form. Carl sent me. Carl sent me, and when I fill the order, I'm going to include a special bonus for all listeners of the show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. All right, Brooks, thanks so much for all your hard work here at Physical Culture Radio, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you much, Carl.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to examine whether or not you can tell someone's health just from their grip, and if, in fact, that is a better estimate of overall health and longevity than even checking blood pressure. Stay tuned. It's going to get interesting.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period.
Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated-to-win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. What if the way someone shakes your hand could give you insight into their level of health? What if it was actually more telling than checking their blood pressure? Wouldn't that be an amazing thing? Well, my next guest is Dr. Daryl Leong. How you doing, Dr. Leong?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you. And you are Assistant Professor of Medicine with the Population Health Research Institute over at McMaster's University, which is a fantastic university. Talk about this recent study that you just published.
Yes, so we studied nearly 140,000 people from 17 countries around the world. These people came from countries that were a mix of high-income, middle-income, and low-income countries, so a lot of different social and cultural settings. And when the participants were enrolled, they were adults living in the community. They had a number of measurements taken, and one of the measurements was their hand grip strength, which we checked using a hand grip dynamometer. And after this information was collected, the participants were followed up for an average of about 4 years, and over that time, their risk or their development of heart attacks, strokes, death, and a number of other illnesses were recorded. And what we found was that their hand grip strength at the beginning, when they enrolled in the study, was predictive of their risk of dying over the next 4 years, as well as their risk of developing a heart attack or a stroke. Now, this isn't a completely new finding. This has been reported previously, but most of the work has been done in Caucasian populations, and I guess ours is the first study to really examine this in people from multiple settings around the world.
This is really interesting. Now, I have seen studies, and we've talked about studies, that have looked at strength in general and death as a result of all-cause mortality. They have looked at leg press strength, and we have looked at, we did a show about frailty and longevity, and one of the ways that doctors can assess frailty very quickly is grip strength in their in the setting of their examination room. But as you point out, this one really looks at more of a population approach, correct?
That's correct. So these were people not necessarily in bad health, living in the community, adult age between 35 and 70 years.
And this was a big group, 140,000 adults between 35 and 70. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's one of the largest studies in this area that's been conducted to date. And it probably, I think it's fair to say, the most diverse population. So we're really confident in these results. And they do confirm what other studies have shown, but I think they give us, you know, a new level of confidence in this measurement and in its importance.
Now, did you have to control for gender, or did this ring out true even for women?
No, we certainly did control for a number of other factors that goes along with grip strength that could have accounted for differences in mortality rates. So we accounted for gender and age. We also accounted for your dietary habits, your alcohol use and tobacco use, and other markers of your, you know, your socioeconomic status, so your level of education, whether they were employed or not. These were all factors, and past medical illnesses, such as lung disease, heart disease, and cancers. So we accounted for all of these things. And even when we did, we still found that hand grip strength was a strong predictor of mortality.
Was there anything surprising when you looked at this research? I mean, obviously, the question that you were looking to answer in this research was, in fact, does grip strength correlate with any indication of mortality? But was there anything that when you did finally tease the data, you went, wow, we did not expect to see that?
One thing which certainly surprised us, and you alluded to it before, was that grip strength was as powerful a predictor of cardiovascular death, so deaths from heart attacks or strokes or heart disease, as strong a predictor as blood pressure. Now, we all know that blood pressure is an important risk factor for heart disease and stroke, but our study was, I guess, the first to show that muscle strength seems to be just as important a risk factor.
Well,
so that was one key finding for us.
We know that peripheral muscle strength is dependent on cardiovascular strength. We know that there are negative feedback loops in the brain that are designed to protect the heart from doing too much, and that when someone focuses on the type of training that improves not only strength but conditioning, the heart gets stronger, but also the body parts being trained get stronger. So it makes sense that there's a correlate between those two, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's absolutely a lot of scientific evidence to suggest that the two, you know, the heart and the peripheral muscles, both being muscles, might well be linked. One train of thought is that they're obviously linked by the vascular system, by the blood vessels, and whether or not improvements in muscle strength and muscle quality have effects and release chemicals and cytokines that affect blood vessels in a favorable way might be one link.
Right.
Another interesting link that I've heard of recently is that certain toxins that are damaging to heart muscle can also affect, skeletal muscle as well.
Sure.
So there's certainly, a lot of connectivity between heart muscle and your skeletal muscles.
What about, were there any markers from blood that indicated either creatine to creatinine ratios in these individuals? Was there any evidence that those who had the highest creatinine levels, which may be indicative of muscle wasting in general, also had the lowest grip strength?
Yeah, so blood specimens have been taken from most of these participants. We haven't analyzed them yet. As you can imagine, it's a very costly exercise to test for a number of things in this number of people. These laboratory-type analyses, I'm sure in the next few years will may be performed, but we don't have the answer to that just at this point.
Since the relationship between grip strength and the diminishing of grip strength over a period of time is linked to mortality, would it be fair to say that doing things that improve grip strength could have the reverse effect and improve longevity?
I think that really needs to be shown scientifically, because the relationship we've found between grip strength and these outcomes may be explained by, one of two things and possibly both. One is that muscle strength may be a marker of your overall general health and may be a reflection on your lifestyle choices over the course of your life. The other is that, as we mentioned before, your muscle strength may actually have some direct effects on your cardiovascular system that are beneficial if you've got good muscle strength. So if the second possibility is the more correct, then by improving muscle strength, we should improve cardiovascular outcomes and reduce mortality rates as well. But I think at this stage, we just don't have the large studies that can prove this definitively.
Were these individuals asked to fill out any type of questionnaires that assessed some lifestyle behaviors such as sleep quality or whether or not during the course of following them they either stopped or started exercising in the gym?
We don't have information on whether they we do have information on their physical activity levels. We don't specifically know whether that was dedicated sort of a gym-related exercise, if you like. We do know whether or not they did leisure time activity, but specifics, we have limited information about that. We do have some information about their sleep patterns as well. So we didn't analyze it as part of this study, but certainly that's an interesting question there.
Well, because we know sleep now, we're understanding more and more about the importance of sleep and its relationship to the development of neuromuscular changes that are not good. I'm just curious, were there any individuals in this subject group whose grip strength actually got stronger over the course of the following them?
Now, actually, we are yet to measure their follow-up grip strength.
Okay,
so
okay.
When we said that a 5-kilogram reduction or decrease in muscle strength, what that means is people who are 5 kilograms weaker at baseline had a 16% higher risk of death. So we hope in the next few years to be able to repeat the measurements to find out the change in people's muscle strength over time and what factors go into contributing to that.
That would really be interesting, because that would show that there is a way to change the trajectory of this outcome. If one was in that lower strength quartile, and then over the course of this period, they actually improved their strength, it would be interesting to find out how that happened, if they took specific steps in the gym or activities like playing racquetball, for instance, and or tennis, where gripping is part of the routine. It would be interesting to see if, as their grip strength improved, if they went from the group with the highest mortality rate to the group with the lowest mortality rate over that period of time.
Absolutely. I think that would be a really important study to do. We know that there are smaller studies that have followed change in muscle strength over time and as a result of particular interventions or particular training regimens. but really nothing that's been able, or no study that's been large enough to show whether that is, translates into a change in real health outcomes.
Interesting.
So I think this is really important.
Yeah, good. This is good because obviously we're learning more and more that exercise is medicine. And if exercise can change the trajectory of someone's expected mortality, then that's really, really, really a powerful message. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back.
We're talking with... Whoa! We were talking with him. We dropped him. Hold on a second. Stay with me in the music. I press trigger, I don't press people button. Nobody chaps, come face me with something. Like how I have 22 and I'm something. Ten is for you, so who gon' get the next dozen? Who? Okay, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Daryl Leong from McMaster University about grip strength being a better predictor of mortality than maybe even blood pressure. So what would you hope that clinicians take away from this? Physicians who are seeing patients, should they be checking for grip strength? And if so, is there a standardized way or is it just good enough to shake somebody's hand and go, wow, they're frail?
You know, as clinicians, you know, we do assess frailty a lot with from the end of the bed, so to speak. Using handshake itself as a marker of muscle strength is limited because I guess there are many social and cultural factors that go into how strong a person's handshake is. The best standardized way of doing it is using a device like a dynamometer.
Right.
They're fairly cheap, readily available, and very quick to use and simple. And so we think that it's certainly going to be a useful tool to identify people who are at risk of dying. And the particular group that we found interesting was people who developed an illness during the course of the study, be it pneumonia, a fractured bone, heart disease, or a stroke, even cancer. Among all of these people, we found consistently that those individuals with the lowest muscle strength had the highest risk of dying from this illness. And so we think that for patients, it might be a helpful way of identifying the individual who's at particular risk of dying from an illness. And perhaps these people need more close clinical attention to try and minimize their risk of a bad outcome.
You know, usually I like to make commentary after the guest is off the air about these types of topics, not to take time away from the interview, but I want to make this commentary with you on the air because I want your opinion. For the past 10 years, I've been on the air, and I have been saying muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. I've been saying things like, you save money for retirement, make sure you have enough muscle. Otherwise, the money you save for retirement is going to be spent paying an institution to take care of you because you can't get out of your own chair. And these are things that I've been talking about for 10 years now, that muscular strength is indicative of the overall strength of the organism. When we think of something that's resistant, we hear about antibiotic-resistant viruses. Well, they are strong viruses. They are strong in every sense of the word. And human beings who are strong human beings, strong of constitution, strong of will, which, by the way, goes hand in hand with becoming physically strong, training in the gym with goals in mind, progressive resistance training, it upregulates every strength in the body, and it translates and confers even to people dealing with diseases. We've had elderly people on this show, one who comes to mind, I can't think of her name, but she's in her 80s, and she has like a 230-pound deadlift. She was in a car accident on the highway. The doctor couldn't believe she didn't have any broken bones. My point is this. It's time for the medical orthodoxy to start to recognize the importance of muscle. We need to get rid of BMI because it does not assess lean body mass. It just assesses total body mass, and it's meaningless. Because one person with a 30 BMI that's 4% body fat and one person with a 30 BMI that's 35% body fat have very, very different physiologies that and are going to predict different outcomes. But it's time for the medical orthodoxy to start to understand that their patients should be focusing on adding muscle or maintaining muscle under weight loss conditions. What are your thoughts on all that whole rant right there?
You know, I agree with you absolutely. I think, you know, as physicians, we recommend that folks undertake exercise most days of the week. But I think the role of strength and resistance training has definitely been underplayed. Most of the emphasis has been on cardiovascular and aerobic exercise. Now, I think that's important. We should all do that.
Yes.
But I think that strength training definitely should be part of a nearly daily exercise regimen. So I firstly agree with you completely on that front, and I think our research really supports that position.
I love it.
The second thing you mentioned, which I think is very true, is the limitations of body mass index as a measurement of obesity or of health, if you like. Because you're absolutely right that muscle mass being denser than adipose tissue, you know, the BMI does not discriminate between a large BMI from high muscle mass versus a large BMI from adipose tissue. And in fact, our group have published a paper which is now about 5 or 6 years old to show that waist circumference as a measure of adiposity and obesity is a better predictor of myocardial infarction or heart attack than body mass index. So I think this is consistent with the message that you have and consistent with what we understand about what these body measurements and anthropometrics actually mean. So I agree completely with both of your points.
The only caveat I would suggest is that there's an emerging change in gut health in this country. I don't know how it is in Canada. And we're seeing people with increased waistline size but not increased adiposity because of distended stomachs now. So the only thing I would say is that there's going to be a differentiation, I predict, in the near future between waist circumference and the actual amount of fat in that region, as opposed to somebody who is fairly lean but has a severely distended stomach and needs a pair of pants that put them into a different category. We're seeing this phenomenon right now. Between the research that's being done into the gut microbiome is starting to elucidate some of the problems that we're seeing, that it's arguable about where these distended stomachs are coming from, whether it's herbicides that are low-level antibiotics like glyphosate, whether it's from processed foods in general, whether it's from hygiene issues. But we're seeing people with highly inflamed digestive tracts from esophagus to anus, and this is adding inches around or girth around the waist, which is going to be very, very different than someone who has a lot of body fat.
Yeah, I think what you say is really interesting. We certainly do need a lot more research. And another tool that we found of interest in this particular study, the PURE study, this large epidemiologic study, is the measurement of body composition, mm-hmm. Which we're starting to do, and we have available on some of our participants. So in upcoming years, I anticipate we'll be able to produce some more work that tries to get to the heart of what anthropometric measurements, be it waist circumference or hip circumference and arm circumference, mm-hmm. is really important. And also the relationship between your body composition measured using these fairly easy-to-acquire devices, what the relationship between that and anthropometrics and health outcomes is as well. So I think the next few years is going to be an exciting time in this field of research.
I completely agree, especially when research like yours is coming to the forefront that is linking markers of strength to markers of longevity. We have to keep talking about this. We have to get more physicians on board with this. We have to get more physicians stop telling their patients to eat less and do more cardio and start telling them to start focusing on the acquisition and maintenance of muscle as they age. Very, very important discussion. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for your time.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit Predator Nutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So, tomorrow starts the beginning of Memorial Day weekend here at Superhuman Radio. So, there will be no Casual Friday tomorrow. And there will be no show Monday in honor of Memorial Day. However, I'm going to rerun possibly both days and put up on our website, one of those days, the show on planned phlebotomy that we did with Dr. Michael Smith, the power of giving blood for the donor, not just the recipients who get the blood, to coincide with the show I did yesterday with PJ Braun. And I'm asking people to really get into this idea that giving blood can actually extend your life. I am working on a blog post that will show that when your body produces new red blood cells, it also produces progenitor stem cells, which can become any tissue in the body, which means that just like when you were a baby and you had all these stem cells floating around helping you grow and repair tissue, it can happen again. This is important for women, too. Elisa pointed out that we didn't say anything about women on yesterday's show, but I did. I said several times that women can gain a benefit from this as well, especially postmenopausal women who are no longer naturally losing blood every month. I think everybody should be giving blood at least a few times a year. I go today at 4 o'clock to give my first of every 8 weeks. I will be giving blood for the next 16 months in an effort to reverse some of the maladies that I've developed over the years, including some related to just general aging. I think more people need to consider this. So I want to thank you for listening this week. Look for that show either tomorrow or the day after. Make sure you listen to it. And we'll see everybody back here Tuesday with more Superhuman Radio. Take care of yourself.